Well, Liam, how does that feel? You're staying in Division 1.
Obviously feels good. A massive relief. I said we never do it the easy way. We knew that coming into this game that we could be in this position. We didn't want to be in this position, which we keep saying most years. But we found a way, and when it mattered, we dug in as a group. We didn't panic. We've lost clusters of wickets in the last sort of three games, which has been unacceptable as a group. But I think what we showed today, under a serious amount of pressure, we didn't lose wickets in clusters like we've done, and that was a huge part in drawing this game.
It looked, collectively and yourself included, that you just wanted that so badly when you were batting.
Yeah, without doubt. From a personal point of view, my batting this year in all formats of cricket has been very, very frustrating, and I haven't scored nowhere near enough runs as I should. So today I set a goal out to bat 100 balls. I said that to Chalks before this morning. I said I was going to... My aim was to bat 100 balls. I wasn't worried about the runs. Very poor shot to get out to. But, I think the job that me and Vincey did for the team was a huge part in that middle session of cricket. And the way we finished the game with Dutchie and Bergie was, amazing from them too.
You were 6 balls short of it, 94 balls for 9. I mean, a bit like James Vince, strike rate's low, but that just didn't seem to matter one iota.
No, you read the comments from the Hampshire supporters, say that we've been weak as a batting group, which is very true. They've got their opinion, they're probably right. We probably haven't, in the last three games, we probably haven't absorbed the pressure as we should. We probably haven't sat in when times have been tough, and when me and Vincey were out there, we made it a conscious effort that we were going to sit in, we were going to absorb the pressure. If they were to bowl wide, we were just going to leave it, and it worked for near enough a session. It was a good plan when we were out there.
It just shows, isn't it, that the batting can fight when it really, really, really needs to.
Of course it can, but it's sport's an amazing game, what pressure does to you. But at the end of the day, we're paid to absorb that pressure, and we haven't done it in the last two or three games. If we're honest as a group, we've been very poor. That needs addressing. It's not just this season, it's been poor for three seasons now. There's no surprise that we've been in this situation. So we have to, as a group, we need a serious look at ourselves. We need to know why it keeps happening. But when it mattered today, we got over the line, and we've got another year in Division 1.
I know it would have been tense in that dressing room today, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was hard work. It was actually nicer to be out there. You weren't nowhere near as nervous. It was a great challenge out there. It was good to be out there. And when you sat up there, you've got no control. It's a long session, ticking the overs down. 6 balls seemed like a year. But credit to Ian Holland and Bergie for that partnership. I said, it's saved the game for us as well. We've all dug deep today, and we've found a way.
Those 3 wickets straight after lunch, George Bailey was the third, wasn't it? Which meant 72 for 4. They all went bang, bang, bang like that. It did look... That's brought you and Vincey to the crease. It did look as though odds on you were going to go down.
Of course. And, if you're being honest, you're probably in the back of your mind, you're thinking that a little bit. But as I said, the last 3 games, we've lost wickets in clusters. And we've been bowled out very cheaply. And as I said, when we went 4 down, we had a good chat out of the crease, and we're going to absorb the pressure, take as much time out of the game. Every over we batted, we didn't lose a wicket. We were closer to, surviving the match. It paid off. The plan paid off, and boys should be proud up there tonight.
What feels better or worse? The last three, you've been involved in each of these last 3 years now. 2 points you stayed up by 2 years ago. You were actually down but got reprieved because of Durham's financial situation. This year, what's been worse or what's been better?
I think, obviously, last year, it's not a nice situation for any club to be in, so don't really want to comment about that. It's obviously tough for what Durham had to go through. You don't want to stay up like that. But, obviously, that happened. I'd probably say this result today is probably the best out of, the 2015 and 2017. Obviously, last year, you can't count that. But the way, we've been up against it for 3 games now. We've failed as a batting group miserably. So to bat the day out today, 85 overs, what it was a massive achievement. And especially under so much pressure, as I keep saying, after the way we've played in the last 2 or 3 games.